The next morning, we set off in search of more adventures. Hans had managed to make a raft out of fossilized tree trunks he'd found. It was about 10 feet long and 5 feet wide, bound together with stout ropes. With us, we carried our instruments, luggage, food, and a generous supply of water from a nearby stream. Hans had made a rudder, mast, and sail, allowing us to guide the raft with ease. The trouble was, we were no longer going down, but sailing to the unknown. The professor grumbled.
This voyage on a raft over a pond annoys me. We are not progressing with our discoveries.
Often we tried to find the depth of the water using an iron bar attached to a long rope. One day, we had great difficulty reeling it in. We soon found out. On it were deep marks, as though it had been crushed between two hard objects. They're the marks of teeth, I cried. And I wondered what jaws must be the owner of such molars be possessed of. Suddenly, Hans pointed to where, about 200 yards away, a huge black mass was moving up and down. My worst fears were realized. It's a colossal monster, I cried in terror.